Transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. By Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield. Ask your dealer for Chesterfield, the only cigarette that names all its ingredients. And by Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Hi, folks. Thank you. Seatbelts, everybody, because we're about to head into another flight over the airwaves and right into your living room. So I see Dick Stabile standing there with a raised baton. So if I can talk him into a downbeat, we'll start the ball rolling with about a quarter to nine.
The stars are gonna twinkle and shine. Well, this evening, about a quarter to nine, my loving arms are gonna tenderly twine, sweetly twine around you, around a quarter to nine. I know I won't be late, 'cause at half past eight I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins, and then the world is gonna be mine, oh, all mine. Well, this evening, about a quarter to nine. About a quarter to nine.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, and now it gives me great pleasure to introduce my partner, the one and only Jerry Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what happens, Jerry? You usually come bounding out before I even finish your introduction. But this time, hey, what's wrong? Why are you looking so sad?
They just found oil on my property.
Found oil on your property and you're unhappy? I'd be delirious if they found oil on my property.
Under your car?
No. Honestly, Jerry, when it comes to making mountains out of molehills, you take the cake.
All righty, I'll take the cake if you take the candles.
Look, the expression, you take the cake, it shouldn't be taken literally. It's just a figure of speech.
Well, when it comes to figures, let's speech about Jane Russell.
Hey, Jane Russell is not a figure of speech.
You're right, Dean. She's a filibuster.
You seem pretty interested in girls, Jerry. Someday it may get you in trouble.
I know. Last week, a big guy punched me in the nose for talking to his girlfriend. And all I said was hello and goodbye.
Got mad at you just for saying hello and goodbye?
Well, it wasn't the hello or goodbye. It was the 6 months in between.
Oh. How'd you happen to meet this girl, anyway?
Well, I met her on the corner. She was crying because she lost her wristwatch.
Crying because she lost her wristwatch? She must be over-emotional.
What over-emotional? Her hand was in it.
Oh. Well, anyway, she finally fell for you. She thought you were handsome.
Sure. She thought I was a regular adenoids.
Don't you mean Adonis?
No, adenoids. She fell in love with my nose.
I don't understand that. Your nose isn't so beautiful.
It may not be beautiful, buddy, but it's mine. All mine.
Yes, but you saw
ladies those... and gentlemen, no other person at these microphones can make that statement.
Well, Well, I thought you'd start an argument sooner or later. That's one thing you do very, very well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when it comes to anything else, you're positively inept.
Listen here, Dean Martin, I'm just as ept as you are.
No, but
there's one thing I watch, it's my eptability.
Yes, but...
Eptness is as eptness does, that's my motto. 'Tis better to have epped and up than never to have epped at all.
You win. You're not inept. There's nothing you can't do. You're smart and intelligent. In fact, I've never known anyone half so brilliant. Now, is that better?
I'm an idiot and you know it.
Speaking of brilliant minds, Jer, I think it's about time we introduced our first guest. He's none other than that 13-year-old child genius, Noel Dabney.
Hey, I remember him. Last time we invited him, he didn't show up and I had to take his part. Couldn't I do that again, huh, please? Ha, 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 please, ha, ha, ha.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. Some weeks ago, we were proud to present that noted child genius, Noel Dabney. Tonight, we are pleased to welcome in a return visitor. 13 years of age, he has been graduated from 6 universities and possesses one of the greatest minds in the world today. So here he is, Master Noel Dabney. Now, Noel, I understand that you just became the country's youngest attorney. Tell me, what's the name of your law firm?
Dabney and Men.
Dabney and Men?
Yes, the last word was on the door when we moved in.
I wonder, Noel, have you defended anyone in court yet?
Yes. Last week I defended a man because he sat down to dinner and his mother-in-law asked him to pass the knife.
You had to defend a man just because he passed his mother-in-law a knife?
He happened to pass it right through her.
Through her? I see. Well, how did your client make out?
Pretty good. He got 60 days.
Well, that's wonderful. Your client murdered and all he got was 60 days?
Yeah. After that, they hang him.
Oh, they hang him. Tell me, Noel, as a boy of 13, aren't you a little afraid to deal with such hardened criminals?
No, not really. Not really, Mr. Martin. The other day, I was standing in a prison yard, and a 3-time killer came towards me. His face was hard with hatred. There was blood in his eyes, and in his hand, he had a piece of broken glass. I saw him coming toward me, stood ground without fear, and stopped him with one word.
And what was that?
Help.
Noel, perhaps you can tell us a little more about legal procedure. For instance, when do you file your briefs?
As soon as they come back from the laundry.
No, not those briefs. When do you file the briefs you use in court?
Like I said, as soon as they come back from the laundry.
Is that the only answer you'll give?
Sure, it's the only pair I got.
Oh. Well, Jerry, now that you've stood in for Noel Dabney, I suggest we both stand aside and listen to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Well, every month or so, I drop down to the recording studio and put a few new tunes on wax. And it's always a thrill when you find one tune that you feel is destined to be a hit. And that seems to be the case with this brand new ditty by Johnny Ames. Pretty as a picture, so Richard, play it like it did on the record.
You're as pretty as a picture in your brand new evening gown. In your eyes I see that starlight of old, where that smile a little bold. What a lovely, lovely picture. You're my treasure, work of art, and I'll always keep your picture locked in a room in my heart.
The mask is off. The mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is first to name all of its ingredients because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke. The right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents. Pure natural sugars, chemically pure, harmless, far more costly glycerol. Nothing else. Only these are entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. And remember, your Chesterfields are wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity, the best that money can buy. We name our ingredients because every smoker should know what makes Chesterfield the best possible smoke. Much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields. Sound off for Chesterfields and do it today.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to add a touch of feminine charm to the evening's festivities, which brings me to the happy task of introducing our lovely guest. She is one of Filmland's favorite actresses, a really fine talent, and a wonderful person. Let's say hello to Miss Claire Trevor, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Dean.
Well, it's wonderful seeing you, Claire. I've really been looking forward to your visit.
Well, thank you, Dean. Tell me...
Hey, Dean, have you seen...
Good heavens, Dean, you dyed your hair and got a Tony.
No, Jared, this is Claire.
Oh, you dyed your hair and got a Claire.
Claire. I'd better explain. You see, before the show, I picked a thread from Jerry's head and his brain became unraveled. That's all.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, Jerry wasn't born like other people. He was knitted.
Oh. Well, it's too bad. His mother dropped so many stitches.
Yeah.
You listen here, Dean Martin. I won't have you going around telling people I was knitted. It's an out-and-out lie, and you know it. I wasn't knitted at all.
Weren't you?
No. I was crocheted.
Jared, you're impossible. Claire, please allow me to apologize for my partner.
Oh, you don't have to apologize, Dean. I think he's simply adorable.
You like me.
Jerry, you know I do. I think you're terribly attractive.
All right, Martin, wait in the car. Claire. Claire, don't tell me you go for this idiot.
Yes, I'm afraid I do, Dean. He brings out my maternal instinct.
Maternal instinct? I remind you of your mother?
No, Jerry. Maternal instinct means that I'd like to mother you.
All righty, but you'd better check with Dad.
Jerry Lewis, a glamorous woman like Claire Trevor just said she goes for you. Can't you show a little respect?
No.
Why?
How can I respect a woman who goes for something like me?
Well, you better show respect. Miss Trevor happens to be an important movie star.
No kidding. Miss Trevor, are you really in the movie?
Well, yes, I had made a few pictures.
I'll bet you know all those other movie stars.
Yes, I imagine I do.
Hey, is it true that Marilyn Maxwell is really Jack Benny's old car?
Well, is
it true that Janet Leigh really is Vivian Leigh's brother?
Oh, stop it, Jerry. How can Janet Leigh possibly be Vivian's brother? Janet's a girl.
Good heavens, wait till I tell Tony Curtis.
Yeah.
Dean, you know something? I just found out what's wrong with this boy.
What's that, Claire?
He's awake?
Yes. Say, before this party gets too far out of hand, how about getting in the training for tonight's little play?
Training? Gee, that sounds like a play about fighters. I love plays about fighters. Seriously, I get a big kick out of prize fights. Why, every time I hear that bell ring, I always say, come in.
And who steps in but Jimmy Wallington?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight our thoughtful stars take you behind the scenes of the most exciting sport of all time, the manly art of self-defense. What is the fight game really like? Let us listen as Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Claire Trevor bring you that stirring drama of the squared circle. A dressing room named Perspire. Our scene is a dingy little dressing room in a midtown fight arena. Here we find our hero, Killer Levitch, 80 pounds of whipcord and steel. It is just before the big fight. And we find him testing his punching power on Billy, his sparring partner.
Okay, Billy, you better brace yourself. I'm going to hit you with everything I got. Now take this, and this, and this. Last but not least, take this. Gosh, Billy, did I hurt you? Sometimes I don't know my own strength.
Forget it, Killer. I'll be all right.
Hey, Killer, hurry up. It's almost time for you to get in the ring.
Sorry, Rocky, but I can't go in a ring.
Yeah, well, as your manager, I say you have to go in that ring.
But I can't.
What's the matter? You got no guts?
No, got no trunk.
No trunk.
Killer, listen, don't worry. I brought you a pair of trunks, see? I bought them specially to match your eyes.
Gee, look, Rocky. Bloodshot trunk.
Yeah. What do you say, Billy? Is everything all set?
We can't lose, Rocky. The referee's my brother, the timekeeper's my uncle, Killer has a horseshoe in each glove, and the other guy promised to take a dive in the first round.
Hey, can I ask one question?
Sure, what is it?
Is this fight fixed?
Listen, you, if this fight was on the level, you'd get murdered.
Oh, yeah? Well, I happen to be a pretty tough fighter, see? Don't forget, I have a cauliflower ear.
So what? Lots of fighters have a cauliflower ear.
With hollandaise sauce?
No.
Killer, don't be stubborn. We're doing this to help you.
I refuse to fight in a fixed match.
Yeah, you better try and convince him, Billy. I'll go see the champ.
Well, Killer, we're all alone. Just you and me. A boy and a girl.
Can I ask you one question, Billy?
Anything.
Which of us is which?
Killer, tell me something. Have you ever kissed a girl before?
Gosh, no. Have you?
Well, brace yourself, Junior. You're about to be kissed.
Okay, first let me put down my boxing gloves. There. Let's go.
What a kiss. I can't tell you how that kiss affected me. I feel weak. Oh, no, I'm dizzy. My body is swaying. I can hardly stand.
No wonder you're standing on my boxing glove.
Okay, Killer, I fixed everything. The fight is on the up and up. You better get in there and slug like mad. Good luck, Killer.
I'll miter him.
Well, there he goes.
Well, here he comes.
Killer, you all right?
I never felt better in my whole life. I don't know, how did he nail me?
Well, he jabbed twice at your head, dug a right into your midsection, gave you an uppercut to the jaw, a right and left to the nose, three more jabs to the head, and a roundhouse right to the jaw.
That's just what I thought, a lucky punch.
Claire, Trevor, Jerry, and I retire to a neutral corner. We leave further ringside announcements to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you now take for headache relief, we urge you to try Anacin for the incredibly fast relief these tablets bring the next time you're suffering from a headache. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin at any drug counter in handy boxes of 12 and 30. Economical family size bottles of 50 and 100.
Well, a bunch of us were sitting around a table at the Dunes in Palm Springs a few weeks ago, and the conversation started to center around old songs. Phil Harris, Mac Gray, and I all mentioned our favorite oldies, and then Ruby, the owner, came up with one that we all remember fondly. We reminisced about Bing Crosby's great rendition of that song, and I fell in love with it all over again. I have a hunch you'll feel the same way when you hear it. Here we go.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame. Your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true. We'll be right back. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish for the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true.
Dreams, I shake your hand, madame.
No, Jerry. It's in dreams I kiss your hand, madame.
Not with me, buddy. The girls I dream about have warts.
Oh. Look, Jerry. Hey, Jerry. When you walk home tonight, will you do me just one little favor?
Sure, what is it?
Cross against the lights.
Hey, that was terrific. Cross against the lights. Ha, 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 ha. Isn't that something? Hey, Dick, did you hear what Dean said? And he's a singer and all that. You know, he's supposed to sing the songs and all that and help me with the jokes, but I make the jokes. I'm the comedian. And look the way he said a joke right now, and everyone in the audience, they laughed.
Don't do it no more.
Boys, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, no trouble at all, Claire. Jerry's just acting up again.
You know, I was really worried when I came on the show tonight.
Really, Claire? Why?
Well, most of my work has been dramatic acting, and I thought if I appeared on a comedy program with two madmen, it might be a little difficult. But my agent said it would be a real good idea, and I listened to him, and, well, he talked me into coming on the show. I really gave him a hard time, but I'm going to call him up right after the show.
Well, what are you going to say to him?
Don't do it no more. Honestly, fellas, I've had a lot of fun being with you on your show tonight. Please ask me back again soon.
We certainly shall. You were a great guest.
Yeah, and a wonderful sport. And thanks a lot, Claire.
Oh, thank you, boys. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Claire.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to give our heartfelt thanks to all of you who have sent contributions to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And for those of you who haven't contributed as yet, please give this wonderful charity a little consideration. In this age of miracles, it is a horrible thing to think that there is still a disease that is incurable. But no cure has been found for this dread disease that strikes young and old alike. Somewhere, somehow, there must be a cure for muscular dystrophy, and your contributions will help our wonderful scientists to find it. Please mail your contributions to MDA, New York 8, New York. That's MDA, New York 8, New York.
Well, folks, until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that our current picture, Sailor Beware, can now be seen at your local theaters.
Good night, everybody.
See you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Beck, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile, and brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor, by Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too, by Chesterfield, the only cigarette that names all its ingredients. Sound off for Chesterfield, a cigarette that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anacin, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia.
Hear Phil Harris and Alice Faye Sunday at 7 on NBC.